In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, this is good that the family of Luisa is here. The reason there is such joy and happiness is because Jesus wants us to be of the family of Luisa. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all of the Holy Catholic Church. But the one thing that is so great is that we're all little children of the Holy Divine Will, with Luisa being our little mama. So it's as great to see everybody, and how much the Lord must be delighting in seeing the little children of the Holy Divine Will coming together. So today, what we're going to do this weekend is Luisa and the Truths of the Divine Will. And, you know, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. And this is what we're going to discover, is that what Jesus taught Luisa is... it's all about Him in Luisa. And the more that we get to know Luisa, the more we link ourselves to her, the more we have Jesus, the more we have the Blessed Mother. And to have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary is what the saints only dreamed of. Yet this is our gift. This is what God has given to us. So we'll begin in volume 12, 9, 24, 20. Finding myself in my usual state, I saw my always lovable Jesus as if He were placing a globe of light in my interior. Now we see Jesus with a globe of light. We see the Blessed Mother with a globe of light. If you look at Our Lady, the Miraculous Medal, the first time she appeared to St. Catherine Labouré, she was holding this globe of light. Okay? So when you think about all the times we see Jesus and Mary with this globe of light, think about now Luisa. He says He's placing a globe of light in Luisa's interior. So again, this is a again, the church will show us in the future who Luisa is. Like Father Bucci said, that Luisa is the saint of the church. She is La Santa, the saint of the Catholic Church. And that's what we're going to discover. She's not just one of the many saints. This is from Father Bucci. She is the saint. How glorious is that? That our God is showing us the one that He has entrusted this great gift of the divine will. So, again, one of the things that when we see a globe of light, always think of Luisa. And He told me this, my daughter. My truth is light, and in communicating it to souls who are limited beings, I, God, communicate my truths with a limited light, since they are not capable of receiving immense light. So we see, like with the saints, they got a glimpse or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Jesus or Mary. They wrote some ideas about Jesus and Mary. Look at St. Maximilian Kolbe, how much he loved Our Lady. Yet it was only a virtue too, a little bit of knowledge that God gave him. However, it happens as with the sun. While it appears up there in the heavens as a limited circular globe of light, the light which is spread invades the whole earth. It warms, it fundicates. So it is impossible for a man to count the plants fundicated and the lands illuminated and warmed by the sun. While he can see it up high in the heavens in a twinkling of an eye, he cannot see where its light ends up, nor the good which it does. The same happens with the sons of the truths that I, Jesus, communicate to the souls. As they appear as limited within them. But as soon as these truths come out, oh, how many good souls do they not touch? How many minds do they not enlighten? How much good do they not do? This is why you saw me place a globe of light inside of you, Luisa. Luisa, these truths, these are my truths that I, God, communicate to you. So here, It's not just in a limited way that God is talking, as with the saints. The saints, they're living in the divine will in heaven, but this is a soul on earth who is now living in the divine will. And so he says, be attentive in receiving them. And that's what he says to us as well. As we're reading, as we're studying, as we're putting this into practice, be attentive in receiving them. Okay? Begin to understand and be able to communicate what these truths are. The more attentive in communicating these truths in order to give course to the light of my truths. Okay? So, our God is giving us an opportunity to read, to study, and to put this into practice. It's not just to have something to do. Jesus is expecting great things from us. He says to Louisa, he says, this gift of the divine will is for the souls who must live in the divine will. It's not for everybody. It's for the souls who must live in the divine will, and that's us. How do we know it's us? Well, if you have the 36 volumes, if you want the 36 volumes, then Jesus has chosen you. He's called you, he's chosen you, and now he's sending you to begin to possess this gift. It's unfortunate, it's not for everybody. If you look at your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, it's for most of them, the divine will is very far from them. Jesus is giving us this gift because he has chosen us to live at this time. He is expecting us to possess this. So as we begin to live this, as we begin to read and study, being attentive in receiving these gifts, these truths, the more God is alive in us. And see, he says what's coming is going to be awful. What's coming is going to be horrendous. He says when the chastisement comes, those who want the divine will, who want to live in the divine will, this chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. He says that there will be, he says the large majority of humanity will be gone. What's coming is so horrendous that they will not be able to endure what's coming. But he says that the survivors will be living in the divine will. So as you read, as you're reading, as you're studying, as you're putting this into practice, you are in heaven. And if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, and sinning, it's because you're not reading. You're not doing what Jesus says. Be attentive in receiving these truths. See, Jesus, the Word of God, as he breathes these words to Louisa, as we read these words, Jesus says these words are divine lives. They come alive in us. They change us. He says there's no other book on earth that will change the soul. The book of heaven is the only book. And we have to begin to understand this. So when we promise Jesus that we're going to read, we have to be faithful to that promise. And, it's a vow. You're saying to Jesus, I want to, like he says, I want to be attentive in receiving these gifts, receiving these truths. So again, be faithful to what you promised Jesus. Volume 13, 10, 23, 21. I, Jesus, delighted in you, Louisa, feeling the delights of heaven and nothing dissimilar to those that the saints give me in heaven. So here's Jesus is looking at Louisa on earth. I feel the delights of heaven in you, Louisa. I see nothing dissimilar to those that the saints give me in heaven. What he's delighting in a soul born of original sin as if this soul was in heaven. That's what's so great about Louisa. While I am their happiness, they make me happy. Being immersed in my volition, they cannot do without giving me divine joys and divine delights. So it's the same thing with Louisa. Jesus says that I am your happiness. You make me happy, Jesus says to Louisa. Being immersed in my holy divine will, you cannot do without giving me, Jesus, joys and delights. And so here, again, Louisa is different. Louisa is La Santa. She is the saint of the church. I just can't get over that the more I think about this. My happiness was not complete. I, God, wanted more children of mine to share such a great good. Therefore, I, God, began to speak to you, Louisa, about my holy divine will in a surprising way. And the more truths, the effects, and the values that I, Jesus, spoke to you, Louisa, about, the more channels I opened from this ocean, the sea, for the good of others, so that these channels might give abundant water to all the earth. So who is... Remember Jesus says, Scripture tells us, there'll be rivers of water flowing within you. I mean, it's not just a cup of water. It's rivers of water. And here Jesus says where this is coming from. It's coming from Louisa. She is the one who has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. They funnel everything into the newborn, Louisa Picaretta. And from this newborn, we will receive it. As he says, Louisa, you are the first link next to me and my mother. All other souls who will be linked to me and Mary, Jesus says, will be through you, Louisa. Now, how many of us love Our Lady? How many of us love our Lord? I mean, we have statues of our Lord, statues of Our Lady. We name our everything after Jesus and Mary. We consecrate ourselves to Jesus and Mary. And now Jesus is saying that this, through Louisa, is the way that we're going to receive oceans of good. Oceans from Louisa, because everything is channeled through her, to water all the earth. See, this is why St. Padre Pio said, the world and the church will be focused on Louisa Picaretta in the third millennium. This is why St. Padre Pio said that Louisa is a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and to everything. So we have this great fortune of being able to read, to study, and to put into practice these truths. This has to become our life. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly. That's what the saints did. But to go beyond that, to embrace the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies that Louisa possesses. He says, my working is communicative and always in act without ever stopping. However many times these channels are covered with mud by creatures, others throw stones into them, and the waters do not flow freely, but with difficulty. And it is not that the sea does not want to give water, or that the water cannot penetrate everywhere because it is not clear. Rather, it is the creatures that oppose such a great good. And you can see that with many people. When you try to present to them the divine will, they just say, no, I don't want this. And it's even, you know, unfortunately, it's even some very holy people. They do not want this. And how sad that is for the Lord, how their lives would change for the better if they just said fiat, if they just said yes. So again, he says, therefore, if they shall not read these truths, not being disposed, they shall not understand a thing. So let me say, therefore, if they shall read these truths, not being disposed, they shall not understand a thing. So the key here is to be disposed. Okay, what does that mean? That means just, I want what God wants. Jesus, you said this to Louisa. I believe that you have said this to Louisa, and I want to receive what you gave to Louisa. That's what to be disposed is. Given your fiat, let it be done to me as you say. So as we read, what the Lord is looking for is that docility, that surrender, that submission, that makes a person disposed to receive this gift. If we are, stubborn, if we just say, well, I disagree with that, God backs right off. He can't give us, he can't force us to receive what he wants to give. So again, when somebody doubts, when somebody's worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, or sinning, as soon as that happens, Jesus backs away. Jesus says, okay. If somebody says, when Jesus says, I want you to command in the divine will, and somebody says, well, I don't believe that, God says, fine, then it's not going to happen. See, God is looking for faith. He's looking for us to believe. He's looking for us to trust him and to believe in him, to hope in him, to have confidence in him. so that when he says something, we go, fiat, let it be done as you say. We don't have to fully understand. It's that little docility that gives Jesus he realizes that we are disposed. He says, if they are not disposed, they shall not understand a thing. They shall remain confused and dazzled by the light of my truths. For those that are disposed, there shall be light that shall light them up. There it'll be water that shall quench their thirst, in such a way that they shall never want to detach themselves from these channels, these truths, because of the great good that they feel and the new life that flows in them. See here, when you make a good confession, you are filled, you are full of grace, you are happy. Okay? When you read the divine will, the same thing happens. It's not that you're going to confession, but you're happy. Why are you so happy when you read? Because these truths enter into you and expand your capacity to understand what Jesus is saying, so that he can breathe in you again with these truths and expand your capacity again. See, he said when he breathed into Adam, he breathed once. He breathed everything. The Ruah of God, the breath of God, flowed in Adam, and Adam began to live this abundant life. He says he can't do that with us. Our bodies are limited. Our bodies cannot expand. He breathed into dirt, into dust for Adam, and it just filled Adam with his image and likeness. But since we are in the fallen nature, God can't do that. He depends on our docility. When he sees a soul that says yes and breathes each word in, each time he expands our capacity to understand more, because expands our capacity to fill us with as much as we want, as much as we say fiat. There's no limit. There's no limit to what God wants. And all that he's asking of us is this. Otherwise, I've seen souls, they're dazzled by the light of God's truths, and they can't believe it. They just go, this is way too much. I've had people say that. This is so complicated. It's not complicated at all. Jesus explains very clearly how to live in the divine will through these truths. And everything that he says is it's to begin to live the life that Jesus originally planned all of us to live. So he says, therefore, you too should be happy to open these channels for the good of your brothers, neglecting nothing about my truth. So this is what he says to Louisa about us. Not even the tiniest thing, because as tiny as it may be, it can serve one of your brothers in order to draw water, again, in order to bring about a new birth. So therefore, be attentive in opening these channels, in contending your Jesus, who has done so much for you. Vine 13, 125-22. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, my daughter Louisa, the more truths that I, God, manifest to you, Louisa, the greater variety of beauties I, God, give to you, Louisa, as gift. So here Jesus is showing us heaven. And as we read, this is what happens to us. We begin to, as he says here, we're seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, touching these variety of beauties that are all around us. As you read, like in as Jesus tells us that every leaf on a tree is that I love you, what happens in time is you begin to see the I love yous on the leaves of the trees. You begin to hear the I love yous. You begin to smell the I love yous. You know, everything that happens when you really say to Jesus, I want to eat in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, for your glory, honor, and praise, Lord, what happens is you begin to taste the I love yous. See, he said in Vine 36 that our senses were made for God. And he is beginning, with those souls linked to Louisa, he is beginning to allow souls to hear, to see, to smell, to touch, to taste love. It's the love of God all around us. It's not just human understandings or human loves, but divine. So he says, each truth contained within itself a distinct beatitude, a divine happiness, a divine joy, and a divine beauty. Therefore, every additional truth that you know brings divine beatitude, divine happiness, divine joy, and divine beauty into yourself, with which you are enriched. So as we recognize this, it begins to dwell within us. Again, that's why when you read the volumes, you are so happy. Because God is expanding the truths that He has dictated to Louisa. And these truths is the way to begin to live heaven on earth. There's no way else to explain it. God has promised us, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, we leave the things of earth and we begin to embrace the things of heaven. These are divine seeds that the soul receives, and by manifesting them to others, Louisa communicates these seeds and enriches whomever receives them. So it's through Louisa that we are receiving these seeds that enriches us. They are from Jesus and Mary. They're handed on to Louisa. She said, Jesus and Mary have said to Louisa, they are yours. And they said, now you give these to your brothers and sisters. So as we read these truths, Louisa is giving them to us, but they are actually from Jesus and Mary. But we're following the channel that Jesus has given us. And that's Louisa. That's why if you have a relic of Louisa, talk to Louisa, pray to Louisa, go to Louisa, plead with Louisa. Great things are about to happen. And Jesus has to see this, that the souls who want this gift, who have linked themselves to Louisa, who want to become little and insignificant and hidden, what happens at that point, God will use them. God will fill them with these divine lives. Now, since these truths that one has known on earth are divine seeds that sprout with beatitude, divine beatitudes, divine joys, etc., when the soul is in her fatherland in heaven, they shall be like electric wires of communication through which the divinity shall unleash from its womb so many acts of beatitudes for as many truths as one has known. So what you're doing on earth is going to last eternally in heaven. They will last eternally. For every truth that you learn is a new beatitude, a new joy that you will receive eternally in heaven. See, God is, if you read the lives of the saints have said that the more that you read, study, and put into practice the things of the saints, the more you will have in heaven. Well, now, as you're reading heaven on earth, experiencing heaven on earth, this will magnify in all eternity. This is what Jesus is saying. It's going to, like electric light wires, he says, they are going to bring this light for all eternity in heaven. But where does it begin? It begins on earth. How inundated the soul shall be, as though as many different immense seas. She already has the seed, but by having the seed, she has the space in which to receive these immense seas of divine happiness, of divine joy, and of divine beauty. See, this is all from Louisa, to begin a new heavens and a new earth. Again, these seeds are to produce more abundance. See, be fruitful and multiply. More abundant life that Jesus originally wanted for Adam and Eve. And since Adam and Eve fell, it took 4,000 years for Jesus and Mary to come to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus says he has a newborn, Louisa. And through this newborn, all mankind will begin to live the life that God originally planned for Adam. See, this is extraordinary. The as you read, as you study, Jesus is expanding your capacity to embrace more of the kingdom. So he says, one who does not have the seed, who has not known a truth while on earth, will lack the space to be able to receive these beatitudes in heaven. See, it's everything that we do on earth is essential. You need a body. St. Thomas Aquinas says you need a body and a soul. The only time you have a body and a soul is when you're on earth. When you die, your spirit is there, waiting for the new body. But see, that's why God wants us to do not lose a moment to do everything in the divine will. Because he says, if you don't know a truth while on earth, if you don't do an act on the in the divine will on earth, you will lack the space to be able to receive these beatitudes in heaven. So he's really giving us the time. So instead of, you see people, spend hours in, let's look at bodybuilding. How many hours do you have to spend to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was younger? He spent his entire youth pumping iron. It's somebody being a greatest piano player or a great skater. You have to spend hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. What Jesus is saying, when you get to heaven, God's going to go, so what did you do on earth? Well, I spent my entire time. And God's going to go, I gave you the book of heaven. Did you read anything? Did you study anything? Did you put them into practice? Do you know what is in volume 30? Do you know what's in volume 15? What makes you so happy of the truth that I shared with Louisa and gave to you? See, it's really to begin to focus. Time is short. People that were here last year are not here this year. Time is short. We have to get ready for eternity. I told you that about my spiritual director when he turned 50. I said, Francesco, Father Francesco, I said, what are you going to do for your 50th birthday? And he said, I prepare to die. And I went, geez, you're only 50. And 18 years later, he was in heaven. But he prepared for the truth. He got ready for the kingdom. And it's the same thing for us. God has got great plans. I just want to tell you, he has great plans. And he says, I'm giving this to the souls who must live in my divine will. So if you really look at it, there's very little time left for all of us. Are we getting ready for the kingdom? Are we preparing to live eternally with God? What are we doing? Where are our acts? That was a hard one to say. What are we doing? What are we thinking? What are we saying? Are we doing it all in the divine will? Are we learning from Jesus what he taught Louisa? Again, this is just unbelievable what God is getting us ready for. Okay. Did we start at 7? 7:30. Good, thank you. I'm awake. All right. Okay, this is really good. Okay. Okay, so it happens as to a little one who did not want to study all the languages. As he grows up, he hears these languages being spoken, which he did not want to study, or which he was not given the opportunity of studying. He shall understand nothing. In fact, by not wanting to study, his intelligence remained closed. He made no effort to prepare a little space in order to comprehend those languages. At the most, he will be amazed and shall enjoy from someone else's happiness, but he shall not possess it, nor shall he be the cause of happiness for others. See then what it means to know one truth more or one truth less. If everyone knew what great goods they miss, they would compete with one another in order to acquire these truths. See, Jesus, he's teaching us what the saints cannot teach us. See, we've learned the prayers of the saints. We've learned the lives of the saints. I mean, St. Maximian Kolbe has a wonderful life. It's a glorious life. And what Jesus is showing us now is the way Jesus lived, the way Mary lived in the book of heaven. It's not a saintly life. It's not a good life. It's not a holy life. It's to begin to live the life of Jesus. How did Jesus pray? What was Jesus thinking? What was Jesus doing? He's explaining this all to Louisa of how he lived, how his mother lived, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, now the truths are the secretaries of my beatitudes, and if they do not manifest them to the souls, if they do not break the secret that they do not break the secret that they contain. See, these truths, see, this is what's so amazing. As you read a truth in the divine will, as you reread the truth, it's brand new. As you reread it again, it's brand new. See, God is breaking the secret that is contained within them. And so he's looking, how much do you want to know? What do you want to know more that I can share with you? So the more that we read, the more God explains to us the depth of divine secrets and divine happinesses. They swim within divinity. They're right there, waiting for their turn to act as divine agents and make who known? Jesus known. To make Jesus known. See, these are not saintly things or good things or holy things. They swim within God's divinity. How glorious is this? That our God has given us the opportunity to read and to study and to put this into practice. You know, in April, when the Archbishop said, when somebody questioned him, you know, we're not supposed to be reading, right? Archbishop, we're not supposed to be reading. We're not supposed to be doing that, right? We're not. He said to Father Sergio, what do we do here? And Father Sergio says, well, we copy them and we read all 36 volumes. And there was just, everyone was astonished. And by doing that, the world changed. The world changed. What was said with authority of the church on earth was heard in heaven. And what that means is the devil heard it too, which means he's going to do as much as he can to stop this. He's going to do as much as he can to prevent his kingdom from ending, because that's what the divine will is. The divine will, when the divine will reigns, the kingdom of the devil is gone. It's gone. It cannot stay here. It's been banished from heaven. We're calling heaven to earth. The kingdom of the devil has to be banished. So that's what Jesus is doing. He's giving us this opportunity to read and to study. Now, I know a number of people, they go, well, I've got this and I've got that and I have to do this and I have to do that, so I really haven't got time to read. God says, fine. I'm offering you everything. But what you feel is more important to do, then you do what you feel is more important. He says that to the devil. What will make you happy? The devil says, hell. God says, then it's yours. He says the same thing to us. What will make you happy? And if we haven't found the writings of Louisa to make us happy, then we're really not reading. I mean, if Jesus is saying this to us, I mean, are we convinced or not? Jesus says this. He says, and the longer they have remained hidden in my womb, the more uproariously and majestically they shall come out to inundate the creatures and manifest my glory to those that read. It's very simple. God says he's going to do this. He says to Louisa, everything's completed. All that is necessary has to be known. Who has to know this? Your neighbors? Your parishioners? Your co-workers? No, it's you. Jesus wants you to know this. So this is your promise to Jesus Christ. I will read the volumes. I will sit down and read. I will make this my life. Why? Because you, Jesus, want this. You said, I want to give this to the souls who must live in God's holy divine will. Do you believe that all of heaven is in all of all my goods? Oh, no. No. Oh, how much remain for all of heaven to enjoy it, which it does not enjoy today. Each creature who enters into into heaven, having known one more truth of the divine will that was unknown to the others, shall carry within herself the seed so as to have new contentments, new joys, new beauties unleashed from me, God, in heaven. And these souls shall be their cause and their font, while the others shall take part in them. So as the souls come into the kingdom, knowing the divine will, they become the cause and font for the saints, while the others, the saints, will take part in them. See, heaven isn't complete yet. How do we know heaven isn't complete? Because the saints in heaven, there's only two people in heaven that have a body. That's Jesus and Mary. You have to have a body. You have to have a soul together. So heaven's not complete yet. And yet, Jesus is saying to us, if you do this on earth, you're making the saints in heaven have a double heaven every time you do an act in the divine will. Reading these truths, living these truths, produces eternal joy in the saints in heaven. So he says, the last day will not come if I, God, do not find souls who are disposed so that I, God, may reveal all my divine truths to them. It's not a truth or two. He wants to us to receive everything that Adam was supposed to receive. See, it's not. See, we can't look at this in a finite manner. And this is infinite. God wants us to know all truths. God wants us to participate in Him, to see God and live, to hear God and live. It's when we do our rounds, we're entering into this life. This is why make this your everything. Make this your everything. He says, so that the celestial Jerusalem may resound with my complete glory, and all the blessed, all the saints, may share in all my beatitudes, some as direct cause for having known a truth, and some as indirect cause through the one, Louisa, who has known the most holy divine will. She's the human who has known the most holy divine will. Human born of original sin. This is why Father Bucci says Louisa is the saint of the church. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? And who is she? The miracles that are going to come through Louisa's intercession are going to astonish the world. And we begin to pray the way Jesus is asking us to pray, so that the world will know Louisa. Why? Because she possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. See how God is? God is always hidden. He always hides. He says, the Father says, Jesus, you reveal who I am. The Holy Spirit is seen as a dove. Jesus says to us, I give you my mother, the Immaculate Conception. I give you now Louisa, the little newborn. It's God is always saying He is so magnificent that He shows us who He is through the little ones, through Our Lady, through Our Lord, through Louisa. I mean, we see God at Christmas as a baby. God, we see God when we receive Holy Eucharist. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is God Almighty. That's our God. He is so humble that he's always hiding and showing Himself through others. Mary says that my soul magnifies the Lord. See, when we get close to God, He wants us to share in His divinity. This is just really spectacular. So He says, so the celestial Jerusalem will resound with my complete glory, and all the blessed may share in all my beatitudes, some as direct cause for having known a truth, and some indirect cause through whom, Louisa, who has known the divine will. Now, my daughter, in order to console you, that you may be more attentive in listening to my truths, I want to tell you which ones are the truths that glorify me the most. They are those that regard my divine will. Since the primary reason for which I, God, created Adam was that his human will be one with his Creator. But Adam, having withdrawn from my divine will, rendered himself unworthy to know the values, unworthy to know the effects, and unworthy to know all the truths that it contains. This is the reason for all my attention with you, Louisa, that between you, me and you, Louisa, our wills would run together and be always in perfect accord. So Jesus is saying, what truth glorifies God the most is that Louisa is one with God. Now this is a truth that we have to know. What glorifies God the most? A person born of original sin, Louisa Picaretta, is one with God. Not just doing the will of God like the saints, but living in the will of God. He says very clearly, this is the reason for all my attentions with you, Louisa, that between me and you, Louisa, our wills would run together, be always in perfect accord. In fact, so that the soul may open the doors to become disposed to know the truths that my divine will contains, the first thing is wanting to live of my divine will. The second is wanting to know my divine will. The third is wanting to appreciate the divine will. So what are the three things that Jesus wants? To live in the divine will, to know the divine will, to appreciate the divine will. How do we do this? By reading, by studying, and by putting this into practice. Therefore, with you, Louisa, I, God, opened the doors of my divine will, that you, Louisa, might know its secrets, and that man had buried inside my womb, as Adam had buried inside my womb, as well as its effects and the value that it contains. And as many truths as you come to know about my divine will, so many seeds you receive, and so many divine secretaries form your cottage. Oh, how they make feast around you, Louisa, having found the one to whom to confide their secret. But the most beautiful feast is that they shall make when they shall bring you, Louisa, to heaven, when the divinity at your very entrance shall unleash so many different beatitudes of joy, of divine happiness, of divine beauty, all different among themselves, and shall not only inundate you, Louisa, but all the saints in heaven shall take part in them. And oh, how heaven awaits your coming to enjoy these new contentments. So here, Jesus is saying, I want to tell you the thing that is the most important to me. And that's you, Louisa. That you, as he says, want to live in the divine will, that you want to know the divine will, and that you want to appreciate the divine will. And that through you, Louisa, heaven is happy. And all of heaven longs for you to be here with us, with them. So here, this gift of the divine will, we have to understand, is a gift that God has given to us, and that gift is Louisa and the great gift of the divine will. It's not just the divine will. It's Louisa and the gift of the divine will. So we'll end there, and in about 15 minutes, we could just sit right here, or if you want to go to chapel to do the rounds. What do you want to do? Chapel? Okay. So when we go in, we'll just do half and half like we've done before.